Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into Poetry and Prophecies podcast. My name is Tiffany. This podcast will be centered around how your physical life ties into your spiritual life. I will also be going into some of my experiences and the lessons I've learned that might be helpful for you in your walk and your journey. I hope everyone's having a great day. So today's episode number 3 is going to be about demonic sexual transactions. Another word, ungodly soul ties. So let's take it back a little bit. When women laid with one man, they married that man, right? A girl would be a virgin, and when she laid with that man, he would be her husband. So we muddy up the waters when we're walking in our own ways or the ways of this world. You don't see what's happening in the spirit. You just see what's happening in the physical. Even though you're moving on, you're still tied to these people. So you're not just bringing the baggage into the next relationship. You're also bringing the person into the next relationship. So that person is actually with you in that next relationship. And that's why that will go awry. Then the next relationship will go awry because now you have two people in that third relationship and so on and so forth. And that happens with the other person as well. What people don't know is when you lay with a person, you become one with them spiritually and physically. A lot of people have this misconception that because a woman has a womb, she's the only one receiving. That's false. That's kindergarten thought that because a woman has an opening and a man is inserting, that means she's the taker. No. Whatever he has, she takes on. When you engage in any kind of sexual encounters with somebody, right? It doesn't even matter. Both parties are giving and receiving at the same time. Because once you connect with that person on that level, whatever you guys are doing spiritually, you guys become one with that person. Okay. And then some of the acts are not even of God. So then you've already invited the enemy into that relationship. I've said this before. It's like an umbilical cord. So once you are tied to someone in the spirit, you have an umbilical cord connection with that person. And this is why you can never truly let anyone go that you've laid with, because you are connected to them. That connection, like a mother to a child, that, and sometimes people are able to feel that person. You won't be able to truly give yourself to the person that you're with because you're tied to other people. You taking a piece of that person. So spiritually, if you had laid with the first person that you was with, you would be able to give yourself fully. I don't know if you guys know what a spirit spouse is. So a spirit spouse is a spouse, like a connection you have with a spirit. So this spirit can come from witchcraft. It can come from evil dedications. It can come from masturbation and porn, things of that nature. So a spirit spouse can come from these doors, these demonic doors that people open in their life, that they just think that it's just an act that they're doing. No, you're opening demonic doors. You are a spirit first before you are a human being. There's nothing that happens here in the physical unless it happens in the spirit first. I say this all the time. The spirit world is the parent world. This is the aftermath on what's already happened. Spiritually, people can be connected to a spirit, meaning an unclean spirit, an evil entity, or the spirit of a person. This is when you're connected. You have connections spiritually to men or women in the spirit. So it could be a demonic force that you have this tie with, or you can have a soul tie with the spirit of a person. This can be sent to you. This can be in your bloodline. Or the spirit of a person. People astral project all the time. Or if you're fantasizing about this person in your mind and you're having sexual acts with this person, masturbation and things of that nature, then what's going to happen? And I definitely wrote this down because I've never really glazed over this, but this was highlighted to me to bring up as well. I don't know if you guys really realize how powerful your mind can be. But when you focus in on a person, like say you're masturbating or whatever, and you're focusing in on a person, what you're doing is now projecting that sexual energy, you can say, that you've just created by doing this to that person. So it's like a form of sex magic. So you're like an unconscious witch. And then what happens is you're opening the door to witchcraft. You know, I did a podcast episode about sex magic in season 1, but I don't know if I uploaded it on YouTube before it was deleted, but I think I did download it. I might do another one or just upload that to season 1. I'm not sure. I'm learning all the time and the Lord is revealing all the time. So this is all muddy, sticky waters here that people really have to be aware of. So these connections with that spirit, a spirit spouse, or the spirit of a person will block your God-ordained spouse. So these things have to be broken. If you're not aware what this is, you go into prayer, but you will definitely know if you're being blocked. If you're masturbating all the time, 9 times out of 10, you have a spirit spouse. If you're watching porn all the time, you have a spirit spouse. If you're fantasizing about an an individual, you have its spirit spouse, or you're connected to the spirit of that person. So you'll know for sure what doors you have to close when you listen to this message. In the physical, you lean with someone, you create an ungodly soul tie. And that will open up the doors. That will open up demonic doors that wasn't open in your life before. Because whatever spirits has legal, whatever evil spirit had legal right over that person will now have legal right over you, because you've given it legal right once you lay down with that person. Even being connected to that person and not laying down with that person. But we're talking about ungodly soul ties, and in that way, so people are aware. So you can pick up spirits, hitchhiking spirits, by the closeness of the connection, and then definitely when you're laying down with someone. How can two walk together unless they agree? Evil connections corrupt good manners. Any type of addiction that person is battling, you'll start picking up on this thing. So it's an exchange. So both parties, you know, it's not just the male, it's not just the female. Whatever is going on to these, if it's ungodly, the ungodly things are transferring. I'm not saying that good things can't transfer, but we're just talking about the ways of this world. And if it's ungodly, these things have to be broken. But yes, good things could transfer as well. Because just because we're walking in the ways of the world doesn't mean that we're demonic. It just means that we're worldly, if that makes sense. So even if we were to get together, it's not like any of my good attributes won't rub off on you, and your good attributes won't rub off on me, because it's still a connection there. But ungodly soul ties will affect you for the worst. You know, and that's what we're here for, to be better, to close these demonic doors so we can get closer to the Lord. You know, sometimes the attraction that you have with someone is manipulated by a demonic force to bring two people together that had no business getting together in the first place. So sometimes you're not really attracted to that person. It's a demonic force pushing you in that direction, because that person is demonic as well. And that person will be able to wreak havoc. More havoc on your life and really put you in the hole. So it's like a demonic force is pushing you in that direction to get you tied spiritually, like to a witch, to a warlock, or a demonic person, or a whole demon in itself, to get you entangled in that type of mess. And then it'll be like it's not going to say impossible to get out of it, because nothing is impossible with the Lord, but it's going to be very hard to get out, especially if you don't know there is a way out, which is the Lord. Sometimes that person is not even that attractive, and you head over heels, googly eye for that person. I'm going to read some screenshots that I took here. So it says here, soul tie is an emotional and spiritual connection between two people. It can be formed through relationships and interactions with certain individuals, such as family members, friends, co-workers, romantic partners, and even pets. The bond shared between two people who are connected by soul ties can be strong and long-lasting. Unfortunately, not all soul ties are positive ones. Some cause us to become attached to unhealthy or destructive relationships that we should break away from in order to heal and move forward in life. I don't know if you guys know this scripture, but 1 Samuel 18:1, it says here, "And it came to pass, when he had made an end of speaking unto Saul, that the soul of Jonathan was knit with the soul of David, and Jonathan loved him as his own soul." So I know a lot of people, well, some people say that's not the definition of a soul tie, but it definitely is. It's confirmation. We go into prayer and the Lord reveal these things to us. That's a godly soul tie. You can have that with your family members. You can have that with a friend. You can have that with someone that you're intimate with or not intimate with. I had a soul tie. The Lord revealed that to me, and this is my friend Samantha. So I had a soul tie with her, and it was really hard to heal from. It was really hard to heal when she passed away. I was even, concerned. So the Lord will bring these people into your life, and then that's a connection, a godly connection with someone that it's like, when they're hurting, if you have friends like that, you hurt. When they cry, you cry. You guys got a soul tie. But it's not like it's an ungodly soul tie. You know what I mean? These are just people that you love on another level. So this is why when you have ungodly soul ties, very unhealthy for you physically and spiritually. So it's like when that person caused you pain, you feel like the pain is on another level. It's not regular pain. The connection that you have with these people was never supposed to, because these people are demonic and evil. So when we are of the light, or if we're of the Lord, then it's like we're connected to demonic people. These people are sent to you from the devil. So you have to imagine this stuff. Connected to someone that hates you, then you know what that is when you can feel this? Do you know what it is when they break your heart? It's like you're going to die. So this is why ungodly soul ties have to be broken. And this is why I talk about it so much, because you'll feel like taking your own life just because you're connected to a demon.
Hey guys, don't forget to take a look at my description box. If you didn't know, I have subscriber-based content, which is called Diary Moments. If you're interested, don't forget to check that out.
And this person, and this is the angle, this person is not here to bring more life and joy to you. This person is here to drain you, damage you, break you, and then kill you physically and spiritually. Definitely when you're connected to the wrong people, you will start picking up destructive patterns as well. You'll become destructive. You'll start doing things that you weren't doing before. You'll start being obsessive. Your anger will be uncontrollable. You know, you'll have so low self-worth. You'll be depressed. Sexual impulses you didn't have before. Yeah, it gets really bad. So this is something that you definitely have to be aware of. I'm going to read, why is the mind a powerful thing? So it says, the power of thought. Mind power is one of the strongest and most useful powers you possess. This power, together with your imagination, can create success or failure, happiness or unhappiness, opportunities or obstacles. This depends on your mindset. So it says here, can your thoughts create your reality? Thoughts have the power to manifest your reality because they send strong signals to the universe, which is the spirit world, you can say. And these signals create subtle changes that radiate out into our lives. It's like sending a message in a bottle out in the ocean, and that's witchcraft, so don't do that. You can't see the changes occurring, but they are happening at a molecular level. So now I'm going to read Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. So right here, it says, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So I just wanted to point that out. This scripture is not really, is not indicating your beating heart in your chest. It's your mind. And Matthew 5:28, it says here, but I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lustful intent has already committed adultery in his heart. So that's in his mind. So when you read these things, and that's why I took these scriptures, it's letting you know that's inward. A lot of people do not read their Bible, and if they read it, they don't understand it. And the thing is, they skip around it. You have to focus in on these things. And if the Lord is bringing a book to you, go in the Bible and read that book. This is your guide throughout life. And there's a lot of people walking around blind with their eyes open because they don't know the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So without knowing the Bible, you lost. Period. And a lot of people have written books stemming from the Bible, and people quote them every day. It's biblical. It's not a quote. It's not a poem. It's not a quote. It's in the Bible, but people don't know that. I don't know if you guys know what psychic sex is, or telepathic sex. That is now you're stepping into those type of waters and opening those type of doors. So this is really is getting intense out here with all this lustful and the way women are wearing things and the way they are looking and the way they are talking, projecting, you know. And then if you're absorbing this stuff, this is why these things are on you. You can't rebuke the spirit of lust when you've already opened the door to all these other things. You know what I mean? So when the spirit of lust, it's like temptation, we're able to rebuke it, take it captive. You know what I'm saying? Because the enemy is here to tempt you. In the Bible, it says, if he can't get you, then he's going to come back at an opportune time and tempt you again. So you have to be aware of this stuff and stand guard, especially when you've closed these doors that you've opened at one time. So when that happens, you can rebuke the spirit of love. You have to take your authority. So you can't bind anything. You can't loose anything. You can't rebuke anything when you have these open doors or you have demonic items in your possessions. Crystals, burning sage. You have the rosary around your neck. The Lord, that's not the Lord on that cross. I have to do a whole nother podcast episode about that. The Lord is not even on the cross anymore. I'm not saying that you can't wear a cross, but definitely what's demonic is that person on the cross. Because the Lord is not the person in the picture that everybody has on their wall. That's not even the Lord. But that's a whole nother episode right there. And this is why I don't say I'm a Christian anymore. I'm a believer. You know, so it's a lot of things that are false that, you know, I can't stand by it because it's not of the Lord, you know. So, yeah. So let's move on here. So when you try to disconnect from a person that you have an ungodly soul tie with, the demonic entity that's pulling you guys back, it's like magnets, like a twin flame. People say the twin flame is your soulmate. No, the twin flame, this is the person the enemy has for you. This is not your future spouse. This is a twin flame. That's why it's so toxic. You can't break free because of the open doors and the connection that you have with that person spiritually. So you need to close the doors that you open first before you're able to rebuke, bind, and cast anything down. You cast down all imaginations of every high thing that exalts itself from the knowledge of God. You can't cast anything down when you have mind battles, open doors. You know, you have things to work on first, and then you need target this stuff. You know what I mean? You need to repent. You need to go into prayer. You need to go into deliverance, fasting, things of that nature. Then you'll see these things break off. You'll see these things close and shut. The Lord cannot deliver you from your friend. You have to make an enemy out of these things. He can't deliver you from your friend. If you are friends with these demons that you got running around here, it's hard for the Lord to deliver you from that. You have to hate what he hates. Yeah, deliverance is needed in order to break ungodly soul ties, to truly be free. It's like you guys are gum. Together, it's like you share one face, one body, one heart, one mind. You guys are connected spiritually, so this is very demonic, and you need to break that. Sometimes a person isn't demonic, you just have a demonic force chaining you guys together. Could be a middle ground here, like two people that didn't have no business getting together got together, but that doesn't mean it's demonic. But demonic things will happen because of the connection, because you're on a demonic path. You're not on the path the Lord ordained for you to be on. So how do you break ungodly soul ties? First, you have to want to be free. Two, you have to pinpoint what changed about yourself. You have to pinpoint these things since being with this person, and then you target that in prayer, fasting, deliverance. You know what I mean? Do you like looking at yourself in the mirror? If the answer is no, you have to go into prayer. Because that means you have a demonic force with you now because of it. So it's like you see something else when you look at yourself in the mirror. And then determining, do you have a soul tie with an unclean spirit? Do you have a ungodly soul tie with the spirit of a person? Or do you have a soul tie with that person? Or all the above? You know what I mean? You determine what it is, then you'll know how to attack that in prayer. Prayer and fasting. The Lord said this kind does not come out unless prayer and fasting is involved. So some demons you will not get rid of some demons unless you pray and fast. So that's something that you definitely have to you have to be aware of. When it becomes a stronghold, which is an addiction, which is something stronger than you, you need to pray and fast because you need the Lord to step in. The other thing, you can rebuke the spirit of lust. That's like a low level, you can say. When you have perversion in the house, you need to pray and fast. It's like a whole different type of level. What scripture is that? It says, if a man lays with a prostitute, he becomes one with her. So you become one with anybody that you lay with. So just imagine that. How much men has a prostitute been with? So then you're one with that. So once you're one with her, you're one with them. So yeah, you need to repent, renounce, and denounce. So how the Lord revealed to me to get rid of ungodly soul ties was I said the name of the person. Once I said the name of the person in prayer, that the Lord released me. I repent for forging this tie with this person. The Lord revealed, and I saw the snatching of us, like pulling apart. So this is why I could talk about things on that level, because I've been there and I've done that. I pray to be released from any ties, bonds, umbilical cords holding you guys together. You know, pray to the Lord to separate your spirits and soul from this person. So if you're waiting on a future spouse and you're already one with a spirit, an unclean spirit or a person, you need to break that because you're blocking him or her. And that's confirmation. So that's the end of the episode, guys. I hope I was able to be helpful in some way. I pray you guys have a wonderful and blessed day. And until next time, we'll talk soon. Bye. Okay guys, don't forget to take a look at my description box. But first, if you didn't know, I have subscriber-based content, which is called Diary Moments. If you're interested, don't forget to check that out. The rest of the description box entails both my Etsy shops, Poems of Life Candles and Poems of Life by Tiffany. You can also sign up for my newsletter on my website, poemsoflifecandles.com, to be the first to know about new products, sales, giveaway, pop-up shops, and more. And don't forget to follow me on any app of your preference, so you'll be the first to know when I upload a new episode. And if you can, please leave a review. 5 stars or a thumbs up will be awesome. And let me know what you think, if you like the episode or have any questions about it. Thank you all for supporting me. Until next time, talk soon.